Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast. From the Trenches, 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com. The Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. Well, it's Turncoat Tuesday. That's a good one for today. It is the 15th day of August, 2017. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610 and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 68 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 79 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And if it makes 79, it won't be for very long. It was chilly this morning. I'm starting to feel the nip of fall in the air. I know it's going to get hot again, the Indian summer and the after Indian summer, but you could feel it. It's depressing is what it is. Anyways, let's see what we're going to get into this morning or this afternoon. Calls to remove West Virginia Confederate statue in wake of Virginia unrest. And we're going to get into that as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Hey, old Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, calls to remove West Virginia Confederate statue in wake of Virginia unrest. And this is from WSAZ, and we got this ourselves. More than 150 people came out of the West Virginia Capitol Sunday, out to the West Virginia Capitol Sunday, standing in solidarity with Charlottesville, and also voicing concerns over the statue of a Confederate general on the Capitol grounds. In addition to holding a vigil for the victims and the city of Charlottesville, the group called on West Virginia Governor Jim Justice, to take down the statue of Confederate General Thomas Stonewall Jackson. I want people to know that hillbillies do not stand for this type of hate. Dustin White of Charleston tells WSAZ, you communist piece of trash. This ain't got nothing to do with goddamn race or hate or anything. Oh, I hate you, you communist piece of shit. I hate you. You know, people, you know, just for a second, I want you to just stop. Just stop and imagine that you have no history. What makes us who we are and what we are? It is the history. They are trying to remove the history of our people. And they're playing, oh, it's the race thing, is communism. This is international communism. I was looking at the video of him tearing down another statue there. God dang, where was that? It was again in North Carolina. Dover, maybe. I can't remember what the name of the place was. You know, they just came there and they tore down a statue. And that was to the just the regular foot soldiers, okay? And spit on it. And, you know, right there in front of a government building. And no cops. I'm wondering, what would happen to us if we went, that Georgia Guidestones, I find nothing more offensive on this goddamn planet than that son of a bitch. I wonder what would happen if we went there and just took some pics and started tearing that son of a bitch down. Do you think that there might be a cop or two show up, people? But here they are, Stonewall Jackson, huh? General Stonewall Jackson. You know, my family, I was born in Florida, but I guarantee you I was conceived in West Virginia. This is where my family comes from. And I know that there are people right in Sissonsville and, Pocatalico County, or, goddamn it, what the hell is it called? The county there that, are listening. I know you people are listening. And I gotta ask you, up on Grapevine, are there any men left up there? Huh? Are there any Shively men left up on Leg Fork Creek? Up Campbell's Creek, you got any men left up there? Or y'all took to wearing dresses and squatting to piss and going in the wrong bathrooms? You gonna allow this? And I don't want to see no goddamn Nazi flags. I don't want to see no goddamn protests from you bitches. And if any of my family is listening, people that know me back there, you know, I'll call you a bitch right to your bitch face. You let the shit go like this, you ain't got no goddamn balls. I mean, the whole lie of the Civil War, but again, this has nothing to do with it. It'll be George Washington's monument down Jefferson's. Well, they've already got it all lined all up. This is communism 101. And I have no brotherhood with any goddamn Nazis or swastikas. I'll never fight under a fucking swastika. I will fight under the Gladstone, my own flag, as an individual. But again, you know, Stonewall Jackson, We ain't got I want people to know the hillbillies. You ain't a hillbilly, you piece of trash. I don't know what the fuck you are. You're probably a faggot. If I could see you right now, I'd walk up to you and call you a little faggot, because that's what you are. The group was met with a few counter-protesters. Ooh, you're going to counter-protest them? You people, you know how to shut this shit down. And I mean, especially back there in the hills, up in them hollers, man, I got goddamn cousins and nephews, nieces, packed in there. You people really going to let this shit go down? Have you lost it? Are you become pussy-ass communists? Is that what's going on here? Because I know how things would have been in my dad's time back there, even when I was young. There wouldn't have been no goddamn protests. Bunch of faggot sissies out there waving their fucking signs around, looking to scratch the eyes out of the opponent. There would have been just something done about it, wouldn't there? And by God, you know what I'm talking about. The group was met with a few counter-faggot protesters, many of them veterans figures, who say taking the statute down would be an act of trying to remove history. Not trying to remove history. They are removing our history. Your grandchildren, they're not to even know about, the war of Northern aggression, the war to remove the Bill of Rights and the war to subjugate the people under a foreign occupation, will they? All they'll know is their communist indoctrination at the Communist Indoctrination Center, right? Is that what you people have become? What they're doing is they're destroying history. No shit. Really? You figured that out, did you? And go down there and show your face instead of being a frickin' man and just sitting back and reading the newspaper, writing down the names and taking care of this shit. God, sometimes I just hate the fact that I've, exposed myself. I wish I was completely incognito, that nobody knew who I was. I would show you fucking pussies how to fight a war. I'm watched from the time my phones are bugged. I'm watched from the time I leave my house, everywhere I fucking go. When I do fight, it's going to be gloves off. You can bet your ass on that. But there's a plenty of you out there, and you know who you are. You let this shit go down, you're goddamn coward. I mean, my family, if any of you cowards are listening. And think about our grandfather, old Otto. You think about his father, old Henry. You think about his father, old Jehu. You think about his father, William. You think about his father, Henry. You think about his father, Henry. They're disgusted with you. They're disgusted with all of us. They were men. They would never stand for this shit. They would never let a bunch of pussy-ass communists run them under the ground. Destroying history. They're taking history away from the kids. Oh, yeah, they're taking history away from your kids. What are you going to do about it, pussy? James Chapman of South Charleston says, just because some idiots in Charlottesville went crazy, some KKK members, and some, no, these people were, this thing was orchestrated, man. It was coming together. People were starting to realize, you know, I'm an American national. I ain't no goddamn citizen. I ain't no goddamn slave to no government. I'm a sovereign on a par with the crown heads of Europe. I own the goddamn joint. These pricks work for me. They don't goddamn tell me they're going to tear down my shit. Like I said, people, I mean, it ain't that many years to go till people understood just exactly how to take care of shit like this. And it wasn't by going out there with your faggot ass sign and getting your friends taking goddamn pictures of you and you taking pictures and playing frickin' games, because this ain't no goddamn game. These communists are dead serious. This whole thing was put together, I think the guy that put together this goddamn so-called alternate right. I mean, he comes from nowhere, and all of a sudden there's this alternate right, right at the time that we're, you know, establishing American nationalism, American nationals of the American race, of all pigments of skin. What binds us? Our Bill of Rights, our common law, our common right to this country. They had, well, this is their counter. Oh, now if I guess because my skin is white, I don't want to call myself an American national. I'd be a white national. I guess I am. And I got brothers with dark pigmented skin. I guess they're black nationals, but we're not the kind of, you know, they want to try to change the definition of the words. We're American nationals, period. And that skin and pigment has never had anything to do with nationalism, people. There are people in South Africa who are white as I am. And they are, by God, South African nationals. They were born there. They are of that soil. That's what the word national means. Means you're of the soil. That is the soil that gave you life and nourished you through your life. It belongs to you. You are not enslaved upon it. General John, you know, I've stood right in front of, but last time I was there, I was 16 down in Charleston. Every year they would hold they probably don't do it anymore. The goddamn communists are obviously running the goddamn joint. But they used to have a big festival there in the summertime. I can't remember what even month it was, but I was back there and I went with my cousins into town and down along the Kanawha River there. You could walk and you'd go from bluegrass bands to country bands to rock and roll bands back. Just all the way down through their food. It was just a big party. It was awesome. And I stood there and I've stood right in front of that statue of Stonewall Jackson. I've read the writing on the monument. And the bottom line is, it's not, there's no thought of race or slaves or anything else. It was just a pride and that the man had big country balls. They call him Stonewall because he stood there like a stonewall in the Shenandoah Valley when there was some real goddamn fighting. Where men and had goddamn balls. And I just felt a little bit of pride knowing that, hey man, I came from the same country as him. That would be the country of Virginia, by the way. When it was cut in half by the carpetbaggers after the war of Northern aggression, the war of betrayal, the war of fraud. It was cut like that, just like the same reason that Germany was cut in half. They were so goddamn scared of the people from Virginia. But boy, they've sure been pussified and pacified now, haven't they? I would have never believed it. I would have never believed what happened in Charlottesville happened. I would have believed that, you know, when months before it happened, man, there would just been people just come up goddamn missing or found in dumpsters that let them know that this shit is not going to fly here. We're still men. destroying history just because some idiots in Charlottesville. Screw you. The idiots in Charlottesville were the goddamn communists. It was a setup. That's a communist goddamn stronghold. It was a setup between both them and the sorry son of a bitches that showed up with their goddamn swastikas. They were shipped into that place. And it happened because the people there aren't taking care of business, period. KKK members and some white supremacists, a bunch of idiots. Well, that doesn't mean that we're idiots in West Virginia, in Charleston. No, you're just pussies. The group met, and I'll come back there, and I will call you a fucking pussy to your face. If any of my, you know who I am. You that know me back there know I'll bitch slap you right flat of your ass in a New York second. I'm calling you out, cowards. Allow this shit. Our fathers wouldn't have allowed it. Our grandfathers, goddamn sure, would not have allowed it. You're allowing it. You've been pussified. The group met at the Capitol complex for approximately 2 hours, listening to several speakers and chanting at times. Let's chant, boy. Ah, bah, 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 you phony fucks. Everything remained peaceful, although Capitol Police, Charleston Police, and West Virginia State Police were all present. All requests to reach Governor Justice for a statement went unanswered. Stonewall Jackson from History Channel. Thomas Stonewall Jackson, born 18 and 24, died 18 and 63, was a war hero on the South's most successful and one of the South's most successful generals during the American Civil War from 1861 to 65. After a difficult childhood, he graduated from the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, New York, in time to fight in the Mexican-American War. He fought for the United States of these Americas. Go tear his goddamn statue down, because we don't want that history either, do we? Because that might offend the fucking Mexicans, huh? Let him punk you. He then left the military to pursue a teaching career. He was a teacher until he had to stand for his country. And it had nothing to do with goddamn slavery. And I think everybody listening to this knows that. After his home state of Virginia seceded from the Union in 1861, Jackson joined the Confederate Army and quickly forged his reputation for fearlessness and tenacity during the Shenandoah Valley Campaign later that same year. He served under General Robert E. Lee, who the Virginians, you Virginians, don't call your skin, you know what, go put a fucking pistol in your mouth and pull the trigger. You're not Virginians. You don't deserve to be called by any kind of honorable name. You are not. You are goddamn communist ass suckers is what you are, to allow what happened in Charlottesville. And I'm not talking about the goddamn outsiders who came in. I'm talking about you people who lived there and allowed it. I'm talking about the people in North Carolina who allowed a bunch of punks to come and tear down. That wasn't even a statue to a general or anything. That was just to the goddamn foot soldier. I guess you want to tear down every monument of balls in this country because we want to establish that nobody in this goddamn country has balls. Bunch of goddamn pussies that can be led over to the ditch and put a .40 caliber bullet in the back of your head. And that, by God, that's what you'll deserve if you end up there. He served under General Robert E. Lee, 1807 to 1870. That was General Lee's life. For much of the Civil War, Jackson was a decisive factor in many significant battles until his mortal wounding by friendly fire at the age of 39 during the Battle of Chancellorsville in May 1863. Man, I'll tell you what, guys, you know, Mark was talking about this morning. And they are. They will go, you know, and I've seen some things, pieces on TV where they're talking about it. They will go to Arlington Cemetery and they will desecrate the graves of your ancestors. And you'll stand there and you might pick up a sign and wave it around and chant. You might even tussle with each other a little bit in the goddamn street, but they'll still do it. They're still doing it. You're not stopping shit. You're just acting out, I suppose, is the communist term. Disgusting, beyond disgusting. Let's see what else we got going here. Bundy Ranch case. Judge issues list of things defendant can't say. You talk about a goddamn country that is occupied, and I'm telling you that people are just bending over and taking it. And we talked about this before. You know, we're going to go into the outrages being committed there in Las Vegas. And we're going to, you know, talk about, you know, the wrongs being done to the poor Bundys. But the bottom line is the Bundys are just, man, they don't care now. They just want to get out of this terrible thing they found themselves in. I mean, if you're not going to stand up to a goddamn bitch up on the stand and say, you know what, you son of a bitch, you may jail me, you may kill me, but it ain't going to be over until it's over. I am not going to bend a knee to you, you piece of shit. And my rights are my rights, and I'm going to scream them at you all the whole fucking time I'm in here until you kill me. I will scream my rights because they are my rights. They are the law. You are an outsider. You are a usurper. Restrictions placed by a federal judge on what defendants can say about being at Clive and Bundy's ranch in April 2014 are leading to tense moments in the Las Vegas retrial of four men accused of wielding assault-style weapons to stop federal agents from rounding up cattle belonging to the anti-government figure. That was a load of horse shit. Chief U.S. By the way, this is from the Associated Press. Chief U.S. District Judge Gloria Navarro refused Monday to order a mistrial sought by the defense attorney for Eric Parker. Navarro had ordered Parker off the witness. I mean, you guys still think that we're going to get him into court? Did you bring that Constitution yours so you could show them where they're, you know, completely out of line and without authority? Did you bring it? Navarro ordered Parker off the witness stand last week and told the jury to disregard his testimony. You can't even speak for yourself in these admiralty courts of military. Such a dramatic step involving a defendant in the presence of a jury is unusual and might draw scrutiny from the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco, said Robert Darskovich. Oh, yeah, that's a good, I mean, we should have these kind of sounding names in this goddamn communist outpost of Israel. As a Las Vegas lawyer who said he had never heard of such a move in more than two decades practicing in federal courts, Draskovich is not involved in the Bundy case. Otherwise, or outside the presence of the jury on Monday, Navarro said she hadn't wanted to order Parker to step down. She told prosecutors defense attorneys had a crowded court gallery. And a crowded court gallery, that she thought Parker was trying to invite jury nullification of charges and deliberately continuing to make a mockery of court rulings she had handed down. It is a mockery. You are a mockery, you bitch. You illegitimate treasonous whore. And jury nullification is the right of a free man in this country. We don't like what you do. We say no. Mockery, huh? Those rulings limited the scope of defensive presentations to what the men saw and did, not what they felt or why they acted. Motive is no longer an element in a crime. I guess something must have changed in our system of law, don't you think, people? What do you reckon that was? You reckon that could be the removal of our common law courts where we're guaranteed a goddamn trial? This ain't a trial. The jury ain't a jury. The jury isn't going to hear the evidence. So how can there be a jury that can make a fair decision? To remove motive from a crime, come on, people, that's like not having the corpus delicti. In fact, they have to prove motive in a crime. This is so hard to talk about. Not the goddamn pettifogging district attorney who can't even be in a common law court. But if you were going to prove a civil crime in a constitutionally guaranteed court of common law, you would have to prove motive. You would have to prove that the person did. I mean, it could have been an accident. It could have been a misunderstanding. You acted without intent. It's all it got to do with intent. Intent is the difference between murder and justifiable homicide, isn't it? But we're not going to apply it here because, God damn it, these people, they want to put them in jail for 68 years to let everybody else out here know, don't you try that. Don't you dare challenge that federal government. And you keep pussying around and doing it this way. What the hell are we talking about anyway, people? You keep playing these frickin' games with them. Playing these games at some old somewhere, somebody's going to recognize, you know, people are going to say, oh, gee, golly, that's just wrong. We got to stop that. At some point, you know what? There's plenty of people that already know it's wrong. Did you know that? There are plenty of people who know why it's wrong, how it's illegal. Then what? Once everybody, I mean, are you trying to get so that you can say everybody knows? I think pretty close to everybody knows by this point in the ball game that it isn't what it's supposed to be. But then what? When you put up your, when you want to get out your constitution and show where you do not have this authority and they say, shove that constitution in your ass, do not put it in this court. We'll put you in a goddamn dungeon. You show that goddamn constitution in this foreign court. Then what? Oh, that's right. Somebody might have to actually do some goddamn fighting. Somebody could get killed. Somebody could get hurt. What a nation of goddamn cowardly pussy ass people. Our fathers weren't like that. Man, goddamn, what? Maybe it is the fluoride and the shots and all of this shit, but man, I've had the goddamn drink the fluoride water. I've had the shots. It didn't turn me into no goddamn pussy. I guess it's just easier to be a pussy. It's safer to be a pussy for a while. But when you're that pussy being led over to that goddamn ditch, where the goddamn cold barrel goes up against the back of your head, man, I don't know. Being a pussy, did it pay off? And better yet, your children are going to be right behind you because you were too goddamn cowardly to face the bastards down. And then your grandchildren. We're at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take the bottom of the hour break, and we'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Put the food on the table.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches. Oh, man, I'm Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:37 Pacific time, and that, of course, was Down Here with the Rest of Us by Social Distortion. I'm just raging pissed, man. I cannot, You know, like I said, sometimes I wonder, you know, I've been better off never to say anything, you know. But then if there hadn't been people like us up saying something, I mean, they would have kept on just incrementally doing this shit, right? I mean, hard to tell how far they would have had it pushed before anybody would finally stop and say, you know what, this is bullshit. This has got to stop. Somebody had to stand up and say, you know, I know you can kill my ass, but you ain't going to shut me up. And now we're talking about this goddamn, this political persecution. And this is what this is. By definition of the English language, this has nothing to do with justice or trials or any horse shit like that. Political persecution, period. Somebody stood up and said, you have no authority over me. Oh, yeah? I'll put you in a fucking dungeon for 68 years. You'll die in one of the king's dungeons. You dare raise your voice to your masters. Are they your masters? Where were we here? She told prosecutors, defense attorneys, in a crowded gallery that she thought Parker was trying to invite jury nullification, which is right in the goddamn, you know, in the Constitution Bill of Rights. That's what we're supposed to do. We are the final judges of our goddamn law, or else who's in charge here? What, they could make laws and put them on us, and we just have to take them arbitrarily? Even if they violate every right that was ever imagined that could be, possibly? Direct violations of our rights. Just accept it, or we'll put you in a dungeon, and you're too goddamn scared to fight us, so I guess we'll get away with it. When they went out to Bunkerville, you know, there was a few people that went out there. They meant business. This guy here that, you know, they're talking about that was on the bridge should have pulled the fucking trigger, shouldn't you? Because you were one of the few that was there that meant business. Mockery. Those rulings limited the scope of defense presentations to what the men saw and did. Of course, you know, no, we're talking about that. No, you can't talk about motive, intent. Those aren't elements in a goddamn military trial. Did you do it or didn't you? Did you follow the orders? Did you follow the policy or not? That's the only thing we have to question here. The whys ain't in it. We told you to do it and you fucking didn't do it. That's all that we got to establish here. We're the masters. You're the slave. You didn't jump when we told you to. That's all. Guilty. 68 years in a hole. A jury in April found two co-defendants guilty of some charges, but it failed to reach verdicts for Parker, Scott Drexler, Steve Stewart, and Richard Loveland. Bundy, his sons Ammon and Ryan, and two other defendants are due for trial later this year. And, man, you know, they couldn't, even in their freaking kangaroo court up in Portland, they can't get a conviction. They couldn't convict Tartari because they're in the goddamn wrong. And people do, you know, I mean, it takes a little bit of courage, I suppose, but somebody up there in Portland must have had a little bit of courage. I heard it was a college kid. Said, no, this shit's wrong. They're the goddamn law violators of the law. They have no goddamn authority outside. Go read the Federalist Papers or the Anti-Federalist Papers where they tell you that federal authority, it'll never come and bother the people. They can't bother. There's no authority for them to ever even talk to you, let alone interfere in your life or jail you or anything. God, get real. We don't need no Bill of Rights. Navarro ruled that defendants can't argue this time that they were acting in self-defense or in the defense of other protesters. You can't give the reason why you were there. The reason doesn't matter. I guess it wouldn't matter. I mean, I think it was Darzak or one of the guys put up a little scenario. You know, did you, which pretty well points out exactly what I'm telling to you. Did you point the gun at him? Did you pull the trigger? Did they die? That's all we need to know. Oh, they were coming at me with a knife. Oh, no, we're not going to allow that in this court. No, sir. This is a court of admiralty. We gave you orders and you didn't follow them. That's all. And you are under our authority. That's all that needs to be established here. 68 years in the dungeon. They can't say they were motivated. Ooh, motivated to drive to southern Nevada from Idaho and Montana after hearing about scuffles involving unarmed Bundy family members. They're going to be slamming that woman down to the ground, tasing that man, taking Ryan Bundy into Las Vegas and dumping him on the streets with nothing in his pockets. You mean that shit? That shit that might provoke somebody? Biting words doctrine, I guess, is out the window too here, people. And Bureau of Land Management agents using dogs and stun guns. Yeah, how about that? You can't say that you had a totalitarian dictatorship, a foreign corporation, and there were dogs beating on our people. Can't say that. What you got to understand here, people, is you've watched it on videos. If you're down handcuffed, they want to let their dog chew on you a little bit. Well, hey, that's what the Gestapo does, isn't it? Teach you a lesson for not obeying the order. They can't refer to criticism by Nevada Governor Brian Sandoval of federal agents for creating what the Republican governor called an atmosphere of intimidation. You think? I saw what happened there. I think, God, in the days before the standoff. They can't point to so-called First Amendment zones, corrals set up for protesters well away from the Bundy Ranch. They can't cite claims of infringement on free speech. They can't cite their Bill of Rights. They can't cite their goddamn rights, people. Your Bill of Rights ain't allowed in their admiralty courts. Do you understand? You are subordinate to them. They tell you, you do. That's how it works in a totalitarian military dictatorship, which is what we're living under. You get court-martialed if you don't follow the order. The authority's their gun. This is why the men who stood at Concord Bridge and Lexington Green stood their ground and fought the bastards, because they would not be reduced to this shit. They were already tarring and feathering and running people out of rails and hanging their asses for this shit. But oh no, we're civilized people. We're going to civilizedly go over to that ditch and take the fucking bullet in the head, because we don't want to make a fuss. Unfrickin' believable. I swear it is. They can't... First Amendment zone corrals set up for protesters well away from the ranch. They can't claim infringements on free speech and Second Amendment. It's not because you don't even know what the hell you're talking about. It ain't your Second Amendment rights. The First Amendment to the original Constitution of this country, the agreement with us and our servants, was the Bill of Rights in its totalitarianism, as in its total form. Articles in a solid body, a law that could never be touched, as affirmed by the ninth article to that document. Just because law enforcement is pointing guns doesn't mean you get to point one back. Oh, the king, the royalty. The royalty wants to point a gun at you. You bow down and just beg him not to shoot you. That's your recourse. You know, they used to, have the pretense that you could resist an unlawful arrest. You could resist an unlawful, which is shit is, because these son of a bitches have never been sanctioned by the people. I mean, none of this shit can exist. The ninth article says it cannot. That's the people's authority. But you're not going to defy. They point a gun at you, just beg. That's what you do. You beg and let their dogs chew on you. They can tase you and kick you around a little bit. Maybe they won't kill you and you get to live through it. As soon as they get through having their fun. Parker was famously photographed during the April 2014 standoff, flat on his stomach on the pavement of an Interstate 15 overpass, looking down an AK-47 style rifle towards heavily armed federal agents in a dry river bed below. All these policing forces, people that was never authorized under the Constitution, even constables and sheriffs, was in our world, that's all there was in the world of the common law. The government, they just go and create all these policing agencies. They start writing down the laws you're going to follow, and they just come out with their goddamn guns and point at you and tell you you're going to do what they tell you. It is usurpation. It is an overthrow of the people by international communism. And of course, to get to, it's on two sides, the 75% who are not going along with this shit, they'll throw in some freak ass fanatics in this country and, oh, you know, preaching shit that's been goofy for 100 frickin' years. Yeah, pick a flag, pick a flag. Everybody pick a flag like they did back in 1865. Pick a flag. Get behind that flag in 1861. Pick a flag. Get behind that flag and shoot your brother. There in West Virginia, where my family comes from, I mean, there's battle. I mean, my granduncle's place, there was a serious battle up on Grapevine. And I mean, this is where brother was literally fighting brother on their own goddamn farms, people. This is what they did back then with their lies and their propaganda and their dirty foreign authorities. Had us killing one another. Now they're back there think they're going to wind this shit up. You know, they're trying to act like these communists. All of a sudden, they're just no Roman force. They're just everywhere and they're tough. No, they're not. They couldn't crack a fucking egg. We wipe them out in a single day. But you got to get up. You got to get them straight in your goddamn back up and stand. Stand up and say, no, by God, you're not. I will blow your head right off your fucking shoulders. Give her a go. Let's do it. And you don't go down there protesting and goddamn go waving fucking flags around and just put my sign up in the air because it ain't changed a goddamn thing and it won't change a goddamn thing because they don't give a shit. You're no threat to them. Fucking sign ain't going to hurt them. It's when the men of this country finally stand up and act like they got some goddamn balls. That's when this shit'll stop. If there's any men left. Drexler is seen in a similar photo, and images show Stephen Stewart carrying an assault-style rifle, but not aiming it. Ooh, he didn't aim it. Ooh, listen to what I'm talking to you about. And think about what it used to be an American man. He didn't take shit from nobody. Richard Loveland also had a rifle, but his lawyer, Sean Perez, said there is no photograph and evidence showing him pointing it at anyone. God almighty. Defense attorneys say their clients are being, what about the ones that, you know, the AT or the BLM, you know, the sniper guys pointing them at the Bundy family, at the women. What about, I forgot. That's the king's men. Hell, they could kill a few for sport if they chose to. Different set of rules. Defense attorneys say their clients are being unfairly and unconstitutionally denied a chance to explain for jurors what they saw and heard and why they went to the Bundy Ranch. Really? I guess it's a persecution.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
You know the bottom line is, man, they would have just went on here and just got this thing started. They would never been in this mess.
I hear you.
You know, I mean, either we're going to just keep on being slaves or we're going to have to fight for our freedom. You know, our freedom and our liberty is not going to come on the bed of feathers.
Nope.
I hate to tell everybody that. It's not going to come by you going voting. It's not going to come by you going to that stupid admiralty court. It's not going to come. They're not going to listen. The only thing they understand is sport.
Yep.
That's it. Once you start busting their ass, then they will start taking heed. But until then, we're just going to keep on being slaves and servants like they want us to be.
Absolutely correct. I couldn't agree with you more. And I mean, it's just how far is this shit going to go before it? I got to believe there are enough people in this country that realize that what Dion just said there. But I mean, they're scattered out and everybody's so goddamn afraid to be that tall blade of grass, I suppose. But there should be a whole goddamn field of tall grass by now. And like I said, you know, okay, we cannot come out as an army like they did, at Bull Run. You know, you ain't just going to come out on a Sunday picnic and everybody start shooting each other. But by God, I'll tell you people what, before any of that shit occurred, they were doing shit. They were vigilantes on the loose. They knew what those carpetbagging son of a bitches in the North were up to. They were coming to take their goddamn Bill of Rights, and that's exactly what was accomplished by that war. Go back and look at it. The end result was the 14th Amendment, where the people became subject to the government instead of the government being subject to the people. Nothing else, you can't argue that. And they did it with zero authority. That's what the plan was. That's why the South, the people in the South stood up. They did, man, goddamn, the majority of the people, they didn't own nobody. They're people like my family. They worked. They had farms. They worked. They worked their way through life. And it was coming till the goddamn carpetbagger. They wanted to tax them, no doubt. You know, they wanted to tax the cotton. They wanted to tax everything coming out of the South, but they wanted to tax the farms like my great-great-great-grandfather's farm. Like they're doing today. They wanted to eat out their substance. The Jews.
You know what, Harry?
Go ahead. Sorry, brother.
Oh, that's all right. You know what? Another thing that they don't teach is by the time the Civil War was starting, slavery was dying down anyway. People started just dying down slavery in the South anyway. And that's what they don't teach. It was about to be squashed anyway.
Well, yeah.
So there was no, I mean, they just used it just a false narrative just to come in, like you say, and usurp the people and make us service. That's what they did.
But with the reason that the goddamn Bill of Rights failed in the first place, Dion, is because, you know, it was supposed to be for everybody. But you know what? The black people, the poor people, well, they made exceptions. They didn't have quite as much right. They were, you know, there were good, upstanding people in the Masonic Dirty Church cabal. And they, you know, they held status. And, you know, you put that poor son of a bitch in jail. Well, he hadn't got really that many rights. It was because they made exceptions, my friend. And you can't have exceptions with anything that is absolute. Absolute means absolute. And that's what made it go wrong.
You know, the exception were, if you didn't have any land,
yep,
then you were beneath them. If you didn't have any money, you were beneath them. And, you know, and like you said, exceptions.
Well, you see the people coming up. We should go back to the Articles of Confederation. Article 6 of the Articles of Confederation say if you're indigent, you have no rights. If you don't own property and you're broke, you don't have no goddamn rights. It said it right there. You can read it. And that was the mindset back then. That was the mindset in the colonies. And then after the people that the regular folk had to come out and fight that goddamn war, they said, no, we're not going to live as subservients to some aristocratic body above us. We won this goddamn place. We're the ones that bled for it. We want our rights. And that's when the Bill of Rights was put in. But still, even at that time, man, I mean, I got to believe that the guys who wrote it understood that you cannot have a half free, half slave society. You cannot have unequal rights and still have a Bill of Rights, because that implies exceptions to the rules. And if there's an exception, there's always a next exception. And the next thing you know, 240 years down the line, here we sit. 10 million goddamn infringements on the goddamn Bill of Rights, to the point that they won't even talk about it. And they're acting like it don't exist, like right here with this shit going on in Las Vegas. Acting like that, you can't talk about they've done reduced it, you know, through the fraud, calling them amendments. You can't talk about your first article right to speak. You can't talk about your second article right to carry a gun and defend yourself. You can't talk about your fifth article right to due process of the law. You can't talk about your sixth article right, the right to face your goddamn accusers and put up a defense.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
You know, if those jurors, if they don't see that, more than likely it's a hung jury, and the prosecutor and the judge have had their thumb all on it. If they don't see that these people cannot speak, you know what I'm saying, the truth, and sit and just try to explain to them what they saw, then there's no hope for them. I mean, they already don't have any hope. But it's like they're doing everything just to squash everything in their Bundy trial, man. If the jurors can't see that, they're getting, you know, duct tape over their mouths, then, I mean, if they come up well, if they come up with a guilty verdict, I mean, come on. I mean, they need to be shot and hung, too. That's just how I see it, though.
I got to tell you, Dion, if that jury, after what happened in Portland, if that jury in Las Vegas ain't got 11 plants on it, I'll eat my hat. This is a foregone conclusion.
I can see they do.
You goddamn right they do. This is just a formality. They're tired of losing these cases by allowing people to speak. They're shutting everybody's mouth, and that goddamn jury, they're going to be all good old boys. You can bet your ass on it, or else Masons, or else goddamn straight up communists. And they're going to fry these guys, because they think this is going to teach a lesson. This is just going to make it worse. This is what I talk about the tyrant with squeezing the people, and the people are getting out. He squeezes harder because they're getting out, and they start squeezing through his fingers. And next thing you know, he's holding a fist and he's getting killed. He's hanging like Mussolini upside down with his old lady getting beat with goddamn sticks. That's the way of the tyrant. I mean, look at history. That's why they want you to forget about history, I suppose. You might, I mean, if they can get rid of the notion of the civil, I mean, the Civil War is real important. This is why they're attacking this particular point in history, because that is when they wrote that illegal, unconstitutional, unauthorized 14th, so-called 14th Amendment, which made the people subject to the government. And then when that's taken, when they get that pushed out of the way as far as they can, they got to go back to the beginning, back to the Revolutionary War, and make that disappear too, because this is what says that this goddamn country belongs to us. On paper, it belongs to us. We have been defrauded. We can show it. We can show the crime. We can prosecute it. We can take it all back away from them. They know it. And they are so goddamn greedy. I mean, the mountains, if they stopped it, they can't, if it stopped today, they would have mountains and mountains and mountains of gold, more than they could spend in 10,000 generations, but it's never going to be enough for them. They could have stopped 20 years ago and still had, I mean, just unimaginable wealth and safety. They will push it until we kill them. They will not stop until we frickin' stop them. That's just how they are. They can't. They are, have mental disease. They have diseased minds, generationally diseased minds from inbreeding and freaking, you know, eating children. God damn it. You know, people, you got to keep in mind that this isn't just bullshit when we talk about the pedophiles and shit involved in this. They eat goddamn like stem cells and shit from children to regenerate, drink their blood. These are monsters. And I mean to, you know, you can look at the things like we're talking to the Bundy trial and just say, you know, that is persecution. That's political. That's tyranny. Raw ass tyranny. But that ain't the half of it. These goddamn people are beyond diabolical. They're something that most folks can't even imagine. They can't grasp just how fucking evil they are. Anyways, guys, we have made it up to the top of the hour, and we will be back at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern tomorrow for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, man, I mean, think it over, especially if anybody's listening. And get back there in West Virginia. I know some of y'all listening. Are you going to let them do this to you? Are you going to let them do this to your history? It has nothing to do with goddamn slaves or anything else. They want to take your history. They want to take so you have nothing behind you, so you have no identity. It's an attack on your culture, to remove your culture. And ultimately, the goal is to remove your right to this goddamn country, to make you nothing but a goddamn slave, a peon, a coolie. Anyways, we are at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. Until then, stay tuned, for it's time to break free with David Rock, coming up right behind us, and that is the Word from the Trenches.